This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today, and we're looking at Isaiah 43. But now, not tomorrow, now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. I tell you, these promises of God from Isaiah 43 are real. How many times have I walked through the fire? Oh, not a physical fire, but a fire that was real as real could be. And as I walked through the fire, I was not burned, and my clothes were not scorched. Oh, yes, walking through the fire, making decisions that only we want God's decisions. I tell you, sometimes it's very difficult to make God's decisions because we're so into ourselves. But I always want God's decisions because He prepares us for whatever what will happen. Oh, it was God's decision to send Anthony to In Season and Out of Season. And I said, okay, that's wonderful. That's marvelous. Give Anthony the time to proclaim the word of God. So Anthony's with me today. Tell everybody where you are.
Oh, I'm walking up and down the street to the north end. We're just preparing to work at Antico Forno, where Jesus reigns. The whole restaurant's under the mantle of the Blessed Mother. You see, wherever you, and I'm walking up and down the streets of the North End. Father didn't tell me what we were going to speak about today, but it's okay because we are united in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of all truth. The Holy Spirit reveals the thoughts of God. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. The Holy Spirit gives you the power. The Holy Spirit is your teacher, which you will need no one else. You see, when the Holy Spirit led me to Father, I said yes. Father, so humbly, when the Holy Spirit wanted me to preach with him, Father didn't try to teach me. I just watched Father as the apostles watched Jesus. And I watched how he let the Holy Spirit overshadow him, like the Holy Spirit overshadowed our Blessed Mother. That Father never got ready, because you don't need to get ready if you stay ready. When you're in the river of God, there is a constant flow of God is filling you from heaven and you are releasing to earth. God is filling you from heaven, you're releasing to earth. Father could preach for 7 hours straight if he wanted, because there's a divine flow from heaven to earth. The Holy Spirit is inspiring our thoughts. The Holy Spirit through the airwaves is releasing his power. The Holy Spirit is making Jesus real and your best friend. But because Jesus is risen from the dead, at any time, anything is possible, but you got to give God the room to move in your life. You got to give God your surrender, because it's when you trust and surrender to God, then it is when he speaks to you.
Amen. When you trust and surrender to God, I tell you, the problem, twofold. People do not trust. People do not surrender. Have you come to the point of a dead-end street in your life? It's time to trust. It's time to surrender. It's time to give yourself to Jesus. Catherine Kuhlman, many years ago, had come to a dead-end street in her life. She was literally on a dead-end street, and it matched what she was going through. In that place of a dead-end street, she surrendered her life to God. In that place of that dead-end street, the power of the Holy Spirit came upon her. Are you on a dead-end street today? God is saying, I can do anything as you surrender to me.
Father, right now I'm standing on a dead-end street. I'm standing on it. And you know what? God's grace gives you the ability to go past yourself. Where you end, God begins. Whatever circumstance you're in right now, God is allowing it because he's trying to squeeze the new wine out of you. God is trying to squeeze every part of yourself out of you so he can put his divine life within you. You know, it is only when we die that we can truly live for Christ. Jesus had to go through the cross before the resurrection. You see, God wants to take you to the end of yourself. It's only when we have exhausted sometimes every human option, every human way of doing things, that we just say, God, I surrender. I don't know what to do. I can't do this on my own. I give it to you. And in that moment, Jesus comes and he intercedes with all of his power, all of his grace, all of his love, all of the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God is within you. And Jesus just wants to activate it. Jesus has trusted me, and I will do everything for you. Come to me, and I will give you rest. The thing is right now Jesus is gazing upon you, and his desire and his will is to pour out the Holy Spirit within you without measure. But how much of God are we willing to receive?
How much of God are we willing to receive? How much of God do we surrender? You see, that whole word of surrender is not heard in many ministries. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. That is one of the antiphons in morning prayer as we pray the prayer of the church with the Psalms of God. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. We do not in our life want to surrender. Why? Because we want to be in control. I tell you, if this ministry was in control, it would never have lasted this long. It is not in control by me or by anyone else. I am open to the outpouring of the Spirit and the teaching of the Scripture and of the church. Oh, yes, God is faithful, and he is faithful as we proclaim his holy, awesome word to touch people. I see people downhearted today. I see them downhearted today with their head toward their chest. And the Lord says to you, I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. These are very wonderful promises from Isaiah 43. No matter what you're going through today, I'm telling you, it's going to end. Everything that we're going through has an ending. It is not forever. And that has always given me consolation. Oh, I have gone through the valley of the shadow of death many times. But I've always remembered it has an end. It has an end. It is not forever. It is not forever. If you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, you need to know today it is not an end. There is an opening at the end of that street. The opening is the name and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And when do we get overwhelmed? We're overwhelmed when we're trying to exert our will and our desires upon this life, and God's not having it. God's saying, let go of what you want. Let go of what you think. And just say, fiat, let it be done to me according to your word, God. And then the Lord starts to move you in his river. You see, we make our own crosses when our will crosses the will of God. With what the plans God has for us, we are fighting them because we're trying to exert what we want upon God. And God lets us suffer until we surrender. How do we surrender? First, we tell God we surrender. But then we tell God, Jesus says, if you love me, you will follow my commandments. So we first follow the commandments of Jesus, of the church. But then for a deeper surrender, we follow the interior commandments that the Holy Spirit speaks to our heart. We speak yesterday when the Holy Spirit inspires us or speaks to us to do something. In that exact moment, God has provided all the grace for us to do it. So as soon as the Holy Spirit moves us to do something for God, in that moment, not in 10 minutes, not in 5 seconds, you do it right then. Because God has provided with that instruction, with that direction, he has provided the grace for you to be able to accomplish or do exactly what God is calling you to do. He may be telling you to donate money. He may be telling you to go speak to that person. He may be telling you to pray a certain prayer. See, when God speaks to you, our senses are meant for God. Our eyes were created to see God. Our ears were created to hear God. Our mouth was created to glorify God. Our heart was created to love God. So when all of our senses are directed directly to Jesus, the obedience is acting as soon as God speaks to us. Because if we wait 10 minutes, if God says give money to the church and wait 10 minutes, we might get frozen. And all the thoughts of why we shouldn't may come in our head. If God says to go pray for this person, if we don't do it immediately, we're going to lose God's grace to do it. But when we act as soon as God speaks on us, we ride on a waterfall of God's grace, and we flow in the river, and we move from glory to glory to glory to glory with God. Because every time we obey God, we are glorifying God. And every time we glorify God, we move to a higher place of glory. For the promise of Jesus is to take us from glory to glory, not from trouble to trouble.
From glory to glory, walking and working in faith. Faith is what it's all about. Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith in his word. I shall never leave you nor desert you. I am with you always, even unto the consummation of the world. Jesus meant what he said and said what he meant. He is with you today. He is for you today. If you have reached that dead-end street, the Lord says, I open a way for you. I'm the way where there is no way, for I'm the way. What you need to know is I am the way. Surrender to me today. Give your life to me today. Give your life totally to me today. And you will see miracles. Oh, it won't happen at this second, probably, but it's like a seed going into the ground, and unless it dies, it does not bear fruit. Surrender to me today. Be that seed that goes into the ground of grace, and know that God will bring wonders out of it, because he promised, because of the blood that Jesus shed, because of the pain that Jesus bore, because of the crown that Jesus wore on the cross. Oh, yes, St. Paul said, when I came to you, Corinthian community, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And if it's good enough for Paul, it's good enough for me. I have no secret preaching. I preach Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. I preach Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. I preach Christ in the working of his saints. Oh, yes, saints, our Blessed Mother. Hallelujah. She brought me to Jesus when I was a young man. Mary is my Andrew that brought me to Jesus. But you know what happened? I become Christ-centered. That's what happened when she brought me to Jesus. You see, what is Father Tom all about? What is Anthony all about? They want to bring you to Jesus. Oh, not to anything else, but to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are not brought to Jesus by this ministry, we fail 100%. This ministry is to bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people, even to people that have been walking with God for 42 years. There's more of the Holy Spirit for you. There's more of the Lord Jesus for you. You need only to say, here I am. I come to do your will. I want the more. I don't know how to get it, but I surrender my life to you. Amen. After 42 years, again, I surrender my life to you.
And there's always more. There's always more in the Spirit. Me and Father, we go pray with the monks. And every day, they do the same thing in the same routine. But every day, God has more for them. God has something new in the Spirit for them. God has a new revelation of his love, his mercy, his wisdom for them. Every day, God wants to fill you with more and more of his light. Jesus said, be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus, God is light, and in him there's no darkness. God wants to transform and transfigure you into the image of his Son every single day. God right now is pouring out his divine light and his rays of mercy from heaven, and it is filling and inundating your soul. For the truth sets us free, and the more we know Jesus, the more we know truth. The more we know Jesus, the more freedom we become. The Holy Spirit is guiding you every day. He is guiding you into doing things you want to do, into doing things you don't want to do. The greatest graces are when we step outside of ourselves and do something that we feel uncomfortable with. Because to enter the glory, you got to enter the glory zone, you got to be uncomfortable. God wants to stretch you today. He wants you to do something today that you've never done before for Jesus. Do something that you've never done before for the Lord Jesus Christ. And let the Lord stretch your soul. Let the Lord expand you and expand your capacity to receive all of the grace that God has given to you. God doesn't want you to tell stories about what he's been doing 10, 15 years ago. Today, God has something miraculous planned for you. But you got to surrender to God and you got to let him move through you.
Surrender to God and he will do everything for you. I love the word to know Jesus. That knowledge is like when Adam knew Eve. There was someone who was brought forth 9 months later. Know, not only know in our heads, that's not enough, but to know in our lives and to bring forth fruit, bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people. One of the things that I thought when we started this ministry was to name the ministry having to do with Andrew, the brother of Peter. I knew Andrew brought Peter to Jesus. Andrew brought the Greeks to Jesus. So I wanted to have Andrew as part of this ministry, bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people. I love Andrew. Where would we be without Andrew? We would not have Peter. Where would we be without Andrew? Simon would have been lost. You are Andrew. You are Andrew. Who are you bringing to Jesus today? Who are you drawing into the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ? Who are you witnessing to today? You say, but I'm timid. Well, you know what? Your timidity can be used as you surrender to God. They used to call me Timid Tom. Timid Tom. I'm no longer timid. I want to speak a word to people, not about Tom, but about Jesus. I want people to know Jesus the way Adam knew Eve experientially. Many years ago, I went to a ministry of a Benedictine monk, and he called it experiential knowledge. Not experiential, but experiential knowledge. I loved that monk. His monastery was filled with the glory of God. Even though he said experiential wrong, the monastery was filled with experiential experience of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you might be a monastic monk. There's more for you. There's more for you. There's more for you. You might have reached the end of the street. You're on a dead-end street. There's more for you. There's more for you. Walk, 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 and know that that street will open up when you come to the end of it. No dead ends of Christ. Every place we are is a place to, again, to turn our life over to Jesus Christ. Have you turned your life over to the Lord Jesus today? Or are you running your own life? Nothing happens when I run my own life. Nothing ever happens when I run my own life. Things begin to happen when I surrender to God. Things begin to happen when I say, Jesus, you are my Lord. Take me where you want to take me. Give me what you want to give me. Be to me who you want to be to me. I have nothing to give you but my yes. Yes, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ.
The only thing we have that's good within us is the ability from God's grace to say yes to God. We can't bring to earth what we don't encounter in heaven. And God wants to, like the monk, he wants you to experience him with your love. When we begin to pray, prayer isn't asking for something. It starts with finding someone. When we pray, we seek after Jesus. Because when we find Jesus, we find every answer to the prayer. We find every provision. We find every act of love and of grace and of power. That Jesus melts away all of our fear. We don't need to be afraid of death. When we're afraid of death, it just means we have more love for the world than love for the Father. You know, when we die, we're promoted to be with the Father for all of eternity. But you are only on this earth for a short time for such a big reason. Every moment God has ordained for you to be on this earth, he has grace for you. He has special grace poured out from heaven upon you. And God just says, you can only find me in the present moment. You can only find me in the here and now. And right now, as you listen to the show, Jesus is present to you. Right now, God is pouring out his love and his grace. Right now, everything is okay. Right now, if you trust in me, I will do everything for you. Right now, I want to lift you to new heights of my glory and my love. Right now, says Jesus, just come to me with every part of your soul, and I will give you rest.
Right now. Do not wait another second. He's calling you right now to be his, right now to be all his. You have given him 80%, he doesn't want your 80%. He wants 100% today, right now. How do I do it? Lord Jesus, I surrender. I surrender. I put my hands up in the air, and I surrender to you. I wave the white flag. I surrender to your love. I surrender to your power. I surrender to your forgiveness. I surrender to the blood that you shed for me on the cross. I surrender. That's all I can give you today, is a surrender. And you know what? That is the best gift that we can give our Lord Jesus Christ, to surrender and to give him everything that we are and everything that we have. I surrender, Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.